Welcome to Day of Destiny with Dr. Michelle Correll, author, prophetic teacher, and pastor of Breath of the Spirit Prophetic Word Center. Dr. Correll can be seen weekly, nationwide, and around the world on her weekly telecasts that air on God TV, Impact, and Word Network. Now, let's join Dr. Correll by experiencing Day of Destiny, designed with your highest destiny in mind. Now, here is Dr. Correll.
He lived in accordance to the destiny of his name. He began a mighty work, a mighty call to turn Israel back to God, to turn Judah back to God. You see, in the name, the word soul in Hebrew is the word neshama. And in a neshama is the word Shem, is the very roots of the word Shem, the very letters in the word Shem, removing the vowels. So it shows soul of a person and the name of the person are the same. That somehow in your name is the secret of your soul. Are you hearing this? And some of you may say, well, Dr. Correll, doesn't that sound a little far out and landish? No, because it's written in the Bible. Because the Bible tells us in Psalm 139, before I was born in my mother's womb, verse 16, in the secret of my substance, before I was formed, all my members were written in your book. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to give God the praise and give God the glory. So that means that there is destiny for us in the Bible. The Bible is a book of destiny. It's a book of planning. It's a book of who we are supposed to be. Yeshayahu lived according to his name. And then his son, after the death of Yeshayahu, in a war, caught in the middle of a war, not with the Babylonians yet. At that time, Israel was under, Judah was under the scourge and the taxation of Pharaoh Necho. And the next son of the last five kings was Jehoaz. Jehoaz ruled for 3 months only. There's a pattern here. Because after Yoshiahu, after Josiah, it's 3 months and the next king is 11 years. Then the next king is 3 months, and the next king is 11 years. The 11 years and the 11 years is 22. 22 for the 22 letters in the Hebrew alphabet. Why am I saying that? Because Jeremiah, when he wrote the book of Lamentations, wrote Lamentations in chapters, five of them, with 22, 22, 22. Are you following me? Chapter 1 of Lamentations is 22. Chapter 2 of Lamentations is 22 verses. Chapter 3 of Lamentations is 66. 3 months, 3 months. Oh my goodness, what's going on here? Are you hearing this? Then chapter 4 of Lamentations is 22 verses. Chapter 5 of Lamentations is 22 verses. Where did Jeremiah get in writing Acha, in writing the weeping, and writing all of the prophetic message that's in the book of Acha? He got it. And you and I must understand it. The kings and their prophetic names. The kings and their prophetic names hold a message, a secret, for us to understand the mysteries of Tisha B'Av. Because Jeremiah is the prophet of Tisha B'Av. Are you following me? Do you understand what the word of God is teaching us? Jehoaz. What does it mean? What was he called to do? Jehoaz, who ruled only 3 months, means God has held. His name was a destiny that he never entered into. God would have held him up. God would have held together the kingdom of Judah. It would have never fallen apart had he served God. But he walked in the wickedness, and he walked in the ways of the previous kings, not his father, but the previous kings like Manasseh and Amon. The Bible tells us the third king is when it all came down. The third king is Jehoiakim. Jehoiakim means established by God. What is the secret of Jehoiakim's name? How do we learn about Tisha B'Av from Jehoiakim's name? What is the mystery of Tisha B'Av when we look at it in comparison and we understand it through the lens Tisha B'Av through Jeremiah? Jehoiakim, meaning established by God, is the total opposite of what he stands for. He should have been established by God, and the Bible tells us, by his ancestral fathers who lived before him. Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, told us in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 20, believe in the Lord and you will be established, and believe in his prophets and you will prosper. But Jehoiakim did the opposite. He was a persecutor of prophets. He murdered Uriah the prophet. He persecuted Jeremiah the prophet. He exalted false prophets. And in Jehoiakim's reign, he put Jeremiah in the prison for the first time. He took the scroll of Lamentations. And thanks be to God, Jeremiah was told by God to write it again. And he burned it with fire. Little did he know that when he put the scroll in, he was sealing the burning that would come. He persecuted God's prophets. And he exalted false prophets. Established by God, God wanted to establish him to believe in the Lord and believe in his prophets. Because Jeremiah was telling him something completely politically incorrect. And we err, beloved saints, when we are looking to be politically correct. We err when we begin to compromise on the line because our friends are going to say we are aligning ourselves with some political agenda that doesn't agree with them. That is a Tisha B'Av. Because the false prophets were prophesying what was politically correct. Are you hearing me? Jeremiah was prophesying what was completely absurd, completely out of order. Submit to the king of Babylon. And you will not go from this place, and God will cause you to live. Submit to the king of Babylon, and you will live. And they said, you're a traitor. And they put him in jail. And we see that in Jehoiakim's time, in the 11th year of his reign, came Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. And Jeremiah prophesied that Jehoiakim would die a terrible death in the siege that lasted many years against Jerusalem. It was a siege that began little by little with the Babylonians. They took Jehoiakim's body and they threw Jehoiakim over the wall. And at that time, that was the day when they began to take the vessels out of the temple. They began to bring to Babylon the ark. We don't know to this day what happened. The table of showbread, the altar of incense, all the instruments of sacrifice. Because false prophets will tell you, you don't need to sacrifice. False prophets will only give you what you want to hear. They will speak what is politically correct. I hope you understand what the Holy Ghost is saying. So Nebuchadnezzar came and he took all of the holy things, and he took those holy things to Babylon. And he began the first deportation, and in this deportation was Daniel. The deportation of the vessels began. The vessels were instruments of sacrifice. The vessels were also instruments of the anointing. The Bible tells us that God told Moses in Exodus 40, take anointing oil and anoint the tabernacle and all that is therein and all the vessels therein. So the vessels going into captivity was the anointing going into captivity. Are you hearing this? Jehoiakim died in his 11-year reign. And immediately after, his brother, Jehoiakim. Jehoiakim is when it got worse. Are you following me, dear saints of God? Jehoiakim is a word. It is a name, beloved saints, that means God will hold me up. Similar to Jehoiakim's. God will hold me up. It was his destiny for God to hold him up. It was his destiny for him not to go to Babylon. It was his destiny for him to remain faithful. It was his destiny that through his reign, God would hold up Judah and that it would not be taken to Babylon. But he sinned against the Lord, and his rule was only 3 months. Isn't it something? We have Jehoiakim, we have Yeshayahu, who was the first one, Josiah. Then we have his son, who was walked in the evil ways of God. And we have that his reign, his first reign of Jehoiakim was only 3 months. Then we have after Jehoiakim, who was 11 years. Now we have Jehoiakim, who was this evil and did not repent after the first vessels were taken, and Jeremiah was pleading. And this is what Jeremiah said. I want you to hear the words of the prophet Jeremiah, because the vessels going into captivity and the prophets that are the true prophets versus the false prophets are why there is a Tisha B'Av. Are you understanding, besides many other things? The Bible tells us, Jeremiah said in verse 18, but if they, in Jeremiah 27, if they be prophets and the word of the Lord be with them, let them now make intercession to the Lord of hosts that the vessels that are left in the house of God and the king and the house of the king of Judah, go not to Babylon. Are you with me? And the Bible says he prophesied concerning the leftover vessels that were still there, that they were going to be taken by Nebuchadnezzar. And the Bible says in verse 22, and they shall be carried to Babylon until the day I visit them, saith the Lord. And I will bring them up and restore them to this place. Sometimes it becomes confusing to follow some of the kings because they had multiple names. Jehoiakim also had the name of Jeconiah. And sometimes he's called Coniah. But the name that was given to him, that is used by the prophet Jeremiah most of the time is Jehoiakim. And so we see that Jehoiakim, when he began to rule, and he ruled for only 3 months, and his destiny was to be held up by God, when he was called out, that was it. He was called to Nebuchadnezzar outside the city to surrender the crown. You see, first comes the surrendering of the anointing. First comes when the enemy comes to our life. He wants our gifts. He wants the instruments of sacrifice. He wants the sacrificial life of serving God with sacrifice, of serving God out of the desires of our heart. He does not want convenient service. He wants all of us. He wants us to give our best to God, because the God we serve is worthy of our best. Do not give the mighty God who created us and the mighty God whose power is on us and who has given us the gift of grace through Jesus Christ. Do not serve him with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength means sacrifice. How can I say I serve him if I haven't given him my best? Are you with me, saints? And so therefore, the first thing that comes is the vessels, the spirit of sacrifice, the anointing to serve God in sacrifice. The vessels were also instruments of war. You didn't realize that your sacrifice was a weapon of war against the enemy. You see, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God through the pulling down of strongholds. The Bible tells us Moses was called by God for the last battle of his life. In Numbers chapter 31, the Bible discusses, and the Lord says, "Revenge the Lord of Midian, and then you will be called and gathered to your fathers." Moses was 120 years old. He was ready to go with the Lord. God says, one last battle before you leave this earth. But this battle is going to be like no other. The Midianites were without number. But God says, 1,000 from every tribe only. It's going to be a war with 12,000 only. And you will take the holy instruments with you to war. And so the Lord was avenged of Midian with the 12,000 representing the bride of Christ. Because the number of the New Jerusalem is 12. I want you to know everything in the New Jerusalem is 12. There's 12 gates. Any way you look at it, it's 12. The size of the wall is 144 cubits, which is 12 times 12. Are you with me, saints? 12 foundations, 12 tribes, 12 apostles, 12 gates. Are you following me, saints? 12 foundations. This is why folks that say there's only 144,000 saved don't know what they're talking about. They need to just look at the scriptures and see it's very clear. You don't need to be a biblical scholar to see that 12 is the number of the New Jerusalem. And so every way you look at 12, whether it's 12,000 times 12,000 or whether it's 12 times 12, the 144,000 equals 12,000. Are you with me? Times 12,000. And so we understand that Jehoiakim went out and he bowed before Nebuchadnezzar. And he surrendered his crown. There are Christians today, oh beloved, you're ready to surrender your crown. Life has been difficult. You're worn out. You want to give your ministry up. You want to stop serving God. But God is telling you, Jesus wrote in his word, let no man steal your crown. And when we hold on to it, hold fast that which you have till I come. And the final one, Jehoiakim was 3 months, the last 11-year reign. Zedekiah. The Bible tells us Zedekiah means the Lord my righteousness. How could you have a name? The Lord my righteousness. When there is unrighteousness in your gates. Jeremiah prophesied to Zedekiah and said, if you repent, then coming out in and out of these gates will be kings that will sit on the throne forever. But he said, you oppress the poor. You rob the widows. You afflict the stranger. And there is no judgment in the land. And so he was a king that was a complete man pleaser. And he was appointed by Nebuchadnezzar, not by God. You see, there are some who are in positions in the end times that are not appointed by God. They look like they've been appointed by God, but they have been appointed by the king of Babylon. Beloved saints, this is the hour the glory of God is returning back to the church. This is why it is so important that we are so yielded and so sensitive to the power of the Holy Spirit in this hour. We do not want to miss the glory that's coming to this generation in this hour. The Lord has been speaking to us about the return of the glory. Do you realize in 2 Chronicles chapter 5, verse 13, that when all the trumpeters were one, when the priests were one, when the Levites were one, and they were singing as one, blessed be the Lord God, for his mercy endureth forever, that then the cloud filled the house, even the house of the Lord, and the priests could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud. They were all slain in the Holy Spirit, all 120. Yes, beloved, 120 in 2 Chronicles chapter 5, verse 13, just like the upper room, slain under the power of God because the glory of the Lord was revealed. This is the hour the Lord is passing out ministry. This is the hour God is going to use you for his honor and glory. And if you have never made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, beloved, this is the hour now. The world is rocking to and fro. This is the hour of great testings in the earth. This is the hour that this entire planet is in a quandary. And God is calling souls. The Bible says multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision. For the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. You may be asking, is all that is happening on the college campuses and the worldwide influence of Hamas all over the world and all of the things that are happening against Israel, is this a coincidence? I want you to know, beloved saints, this is not a coincidence. This is the fulfillment of Bible prophecy. And now more than ever, we need to be secure in our salvation. We want to be ready for the second coming of Christ. And you can do that today by making Jesus your anchor, making Jesus your rock, making Jesus your best friend,
making Jesus the one who will never leave you or forsake you, a friend who sticks closer to you than any relative, any brother. He will never leave you or forsake you. If you are down today, if you need a friend, if you need a savior, if you want your life changed today, if you've been on drugs, if you've been addicted, if you've been into something you want freedom from, you don't have to wait. You can receive it right now by the power of God. Say this prayer with me. Wonderful Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart. Cleanse me from sin and iniquity. I want to live my life, the rest of my life for you. I want to turn my life over to you. I want you to come into my heart and be my personal Savior. Wash me clean from sin. Make me a new creation in Christ Jesus. If you said that prayer, you can call the number on your screen. Today, beloved saints, I believe that Jesus has come into the heart of many thousands of you that have asked him today to enter your heart. And those of you today who are excited about the gospel going around the world, feeding the poor, those of you who love orphans, those of you who want to feed children in feeding programs, those of you who want to help the abandoned elderly, you have come to the right place. Our announcer is going to tell you how you can be part of Worldwide Hesed around the world, from India, Pakistan, Uganda, and all over the world.
Thank you for joining us today on Day of Destiny. We invite you to our website at mydayofdestiny.com, where you can easily access other podcasts and obtain your copy of Dr. Corral's latest book, Secrets of the Anointing. Also, we want to take this moment to invite you to engage in extending your hand of kindness by planting your seed or offering for multitudes that include orphans, providing water wells, providing medical supplies, clinics, feeding programs, and many other services to the suffering church, and through efforts of evangelism worldwide. Just go to our website and click the donate button, or text to give. Text HESED, C-H-E-S-E-D, to 7797. That's HESED, C-H-E-S-E-D, to 7797. You are also invited to visit Dr. Michelle Corral Facebook or Instagram. We look forward to having you encounter the anointing with us on our next Day of Destiny podcast.